Hey, I'm Anders Cooper. Welcome to the 360 Podcast. Toronto's crack-smoking mayor talks crack, booze, addiction allegations, and why his voters, at least some of them, he says, love him. Let's get started. We begin, though, with Rob Ford, who sat down for a remarkable interview with CNN's Bill Weir. Mayor Ford is already North America's poster child for bad behavior in politics. He acted out again today on the floor of Toronto City Council. A short time later, the council took action, stripping most of his powers, handing control over to the city's deputy mayor. That is the breaking news, and here's the outburst, which happened while his brother Doug, a city councilor, was in the middle of an argument with other members. He later apologized for knocking the woman over. There was that today. There was the Saturday Night Live routine over the weekend, the cocaine and vodka St. Patrick's Day bender allegations last week, the sexual harassment claims, and the news conference P-bombs, and of course the I was too drunk to remember smoking crack moment. Call it the full Ford.
I do not use crack cocaine, nor am I an addict of crack cocaine.
Yes, I have smoked crack cocaine.
No...
Do I? Am I an addict? No.
When have you
tried it? Probably in one of my drunken stupors.
Have you purchased illegal drugs in the last 2 years?
Yes, I have.
I'm not perfect. Maybe you are, but I'm not, okay?
I know none of you guys
have ever had a drink and got behind the wheel. I know that.
Have I drank? Have I done drugs? Yes, I have. I'll do a drug test, an alcohol test right now.
Olivia Gondek, it says that I want to... I've never said that in my life tour.
There's nothing else to say, guys. I really effed up, and that's it.
And given all that, you might wonder, why is he still in office? You might also ask why anyone still supports him. The fact is some still do, though many are embarrassed he represents a great city like Toronto. CNN's Bill Weir spent time with the mayor and his brother Doug this weekend.
Wow, from the outside, it seems like... You are a man under tremendous burdens this week. How has it been? How has this week been for you?
It's all self-inflicted, you know? It's my fault. I made mistakes. You own up to it, you move on.
And so, in his very next breath, Rob Ford moves on.
I went down to City Hall, I cleaned it up. These people just aren't happy. These councillors want me out. The media wants me out. I told the chief of police I want efficiencies, you know. Obviously, he wants me out. I'm not going anywhere.
The setting for this interview is more than a little surreal. This is the rec room of a suburban Toronto housing project, and it is filled with loyal and vocal members of Ford Nation.
These folks love you, but do you realize how you're perceived around the rest of the country, around the rest of the continent?
Yeah, you know, yeah.
Have you seen the late night comics at all?
That's fine. They can make fun of me. The people here in the city, you know, they can laugh at me all they want. They don't know Rob Ford.
Things start relatively sedate, but when I ask why he decided to admit his crack use after months of denial, he gets so angry he forgets who's in the room.
I just had enough. I was sick and tired of all these allegations and all this. Excuse my words, and that's all it is. Sorry, kids, I shouldn't have sworn in front of the kids, but after a while, I know what I'm doing is right. I'm serving the people. I'm saving taxpayers' money, and you know what? I made mistakes. I drank too much. I smoked some crack sometime. What can I say? I made a mistake. I'm human.
But can't you see why some would question your judgment?
So what? So lie about it? Just hide? No one else
just
in the world?
Just that you would do it in the first place. That shows...
No, I didn't say that. You're wrong. You're absolutely wrong what they said. They said... do you smoke crack and are you a crack addict? No, I don't smoke crack and I'm not a crack addict. Have I? Yes, I have. So that's what, I didn't lie. I don't smoke crack. I haven't smoked crack in over a year.
But that's semantics.
Oh, it's
Mayor.
Not semantics.
Come on, it's totally semantics.
It's typical media. You guys are the same. You're all cut from the same cloth.
You know, he's right. It's not about semantics. Because he was asked the right questions again.